Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. We are live today at 5 Iron Golf over by Vanderbilt. We say hello down to Forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders, who joins us on the program. Chris, how are you, my friend?
Man, what is going on, fellas? How y'all doing today, man? Y'all enjoying this weather? Are y'all actually golfing, or are you just at a place?
No, we're at this. It's pretty cool. It's across the street from Vanderbilt. It's got golf simulators. It's inside, but it's very, very nice.
So you're just tearing up the place right now.
Yeah, it's a cool spot.
That's good, man.
Oh yeah, we are. We're having a great time. We are less than 2 weeks out from the first round of the NFL draft, and something that TD brought up that I thought was interesting. Obviously, everybody's going to want to see, you know, I think Love. Love is kind of the fun pick right now for the Titans because of what we've talked about and what he could do offensively to help Cam Ward. Tim Hasselbeck said this week that he thinks he's a good fit for Cam Ward specifically. Yeah. But let's say he's not there.
Ooh.
What if they take a guy like Sonny Styles from The Ohio State that could fit Robert Saleh's defense?
Man, he's good. I mean, I'm glad you said that name because he goes to The Ohio State University. But just look at this kid. I mean, he's 6'5", 243. But here's the thing. He covers great ground. He has great instincts. When you have a linebacker that's that big, that physical, you can do so many things. It's just going to make your defense better. And then one guy that's really going to benefit from that is Jeffrey Simmons, because you got Jeffrey Simmons, you got other guys that they got in the free agent wise. Then now you add a Sonny Styles, who's a linebacker that has great instincts, like I said, that's physical, and he's consistently in a great place. That's what you want with your linebackers.
I know you're an offensive guy, but I know you also recognize how important defense is. Do you think that the way they're going of really fixing the defense, you know, might be the right move this year, even though you want to find some weapons for Cam?
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. Even it's going to really help Cam Ward. I'm going to tell you why it's going to help Cam Ward, because it allows him to be Cam. So if Cam throws an interception, your defense is going to consistently get the ball back so he can make some plays. So, you know, if you look at the Super Bowl, what won the game? It was the Seattle Seahawks, because their defense, their front four was flying around, their secondary was flying around. So when you have a good defense, it makes your quarterback better, because if the quarterback makes a mistake, then the defense is going to get the ball back. That's why it's so important to have a great defense.
Chris Sanders is with us this afternoon, live at 5 Iron Golf. What's up, man?
How you doing,
buddy?
Brother? I'm good, man.
It's good to see you. All right, so 2 weeks from today will be day two of the draft. Seeing that the Titans pick Jeremiah Love in the first round and get a running back, when you go 35 on day two, do you get the best player available, or do you try to fill the need? Because I've heard 50-50 on this, and I don't know which way to go.
I would say 50-50 the same. You still want to get the best player there, but also you want to, you know, get your needs, because we talk about it the same year. Okay, get the best player, but then you need an offensive line guy. You go get him, then now you're back in the same situation that you were before. So I think that you look at the defense, you look at the offense, and you say this, okay, you know what? We're great at the defensive line. We're great at the offensive line. We're great in the secondary. So now let's go get the most dominant player at 35. And I think that even if the guy comes in and you have good depth at that position, you still have a guy to where he can come in to make some plays. So you have to go with the dominant guy.
Well, last year the Titans in the second round took Femi Oladejo as a project, and he's a disaster. He's not very good.
That's the difference, though. He was a project.
Right.
That's the difference.
Can we stop doing that?
We got to stop doing it. Or, you know, his back is broken, and we'll just give him a chance. You know what I mean? We don't need that anymore. So
right.
You got to get a guy to where, even though you have some depth at that position, he's still got to come in and play. I didn't mean to cut you off, but he still had to, you know, come in and play. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. You want the first round guy to start.
Yes.
The second round guy needs to start too? I say he does.
Absolutely, because you're not going to pay him that much money, especially at 35, to where he's going to come in and sit the bench. If whoever you get, he's got to come in and he's got to play a role. He might not be the starter, but he still have to have a role to where he's productive and he makes your defense offense better. So if you get a guy at 35 and he comes in, I don't want him sitting down. I don't want him to be a project. I don't want to say, okay, after 2 years he can play. No, with the situation that they happened last year, to where they played so bad on defense, they played so bad on offense, he has to come in here and play right away. Impact player, and find a position to where he has a role.
Well, 13 days away, we're going to do all the hypotheticals nonstop going out there. Would you be – I want to ask you as a fan and as a player, if the Titans traded – if they dropped back to 9 or 10 and took an offensive lineman, would you – I think the fan base would erupt. I would erupt. They can't do that.
Yeah, I would erupt, and then I'll first call you and say bad words to you. I don't say bad words, but I'll come and yell at you. Because, yes, you need an offensive lineman, and you trade down at number 9. But look at some of the players you may miss. You may miss, like, a David Bailey. What if he's there? What, talk about Sonny Styles, Jeremiah Love. You have Carnell Tate, wide receiver. And you have Arvell Reese, and you drop down to 9. Those guys that I named, they might not be there. So you go and get an offensive guard, an offensive tackle. Yes, he's a good player on the offensive line. But you just miss some guys that are game wreckers, game changers, guys that are physical, guys that can run, guys that are smart, that can be an impact, you know, right away. Not just to help the defense, but also that can help your quarterback.
Chris Sanders is with us, forever Titans wide receiver. Who are some receivers in this draft that you like?
I like Concepcion from Texas A&M. I really like him. Yeah. I know everybody's high on Lemon, which is okay, but we got to get some receivers that are really, 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 really explosive. I mean, I like, I think it's Zach, I can't remember, Zachary from Georgia, a guy that's really, really big and is really, really physical. A guy can do some things, but there's some guys out there that can make some plays. There's some guys out there you can take in the second, third round that can be used as a number one guy. So there's some guys out there, you just got to make some plays.
Carnell Tate from The Ohio State,
yep,
obviously, is one. Jordan Tyson, Arizona State.
Yep.
Yeah, I like Concepcion.
All those guys. I do. I mean, he's got something about himself. He's got, like, you know, that it factor. I watched him a couple of games, and I love the way he runs routes. I love some of the things that he does. So it's going to be interesting.
Chris, would you advise, if you are a guy going to be drafted the first round for the next 2 weeks, just to stay off social media?
Yeah, absolutely. Because the thing about it is, it will drive you crazy, because you got all these mock drafts. You got them on ESPN. You got them on TikTok. You got them on all these things. And now you're looking at different opinions of people that really don't know what they're talking about. So you got one person saying you're going to go here, or he dropped it. He's no good. He's not a first rounder. But then you go look on Facebook or whatever, Instagram, and you're like, okay, he's a first rounder, so, or he might get taken in that position. So now you're getting conflicting stories, and now you're confused, because you just got to step away and say, because you know what? I've done everything I need to do. I went to the combine. I did my individual workouts. I did my interviews. I did everything I need to do to put myself in position to get drafted. Now I get off social media. Now I just wait until where the chips fall, and that's how I would tell these young guys to handle it.
Were you worried, like, 2-3 weeks out of maybe, like, all right, pulling the hamstring or something would get out there physical? That would be the teams would be like, ah, you know what? We got to stay away from this guy. That's my thing of, like, not only staying out of social media for what you're talking about, but personally, just don't post anything and, like, hey, I'm good right now. I'll talk to you guys after the draft, because, you know, all the money, and you've talked about this, all the money they're going to invest in you, they want to make sure their return is prime.
Yeah, I mean, you want to be smart. You don't want to go out there playing beach ball football. You know what I'm saying? Now, you don't want to go out there and do things like that, and all of a sudden it shows a picture of you tearing your knee up. Now, all of a sudden, you may go from a first round to not even being drafted because you did something silly to go out there and mess up your career. Just be smart. Just say, okay, you know what? You know, if I go out to the beach, if I go to different places, if I go to, you know, and do different things, I'm going to make sure I still put my position to make sure I make the right choice, but also put myself in position to get drafted where I want to be. So you just got to be smart. Don't do nothing crazy. Don't be Uncle Rico in the backyard and think you can still beat guys. Just go and let the chips fall where they fall.
He is Chris Sanders, forever Titans wide receiver, joining us here on the program. Chris, thank you as always, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Man, I appreciate you. I love you guys.
Yeah, you too. Chris Sanders joins us every Friday at 1 o'clock, and we always enjoy that. We'll have more draft discussion and get in back into our question of the day. We're live at 5 Iron Golf today down here on 21st Avenue here on Chasing Big Joe 102.5 The Game.